Alfonso, were you disappointed, obviously, to fall to the second round, and why do you think that was? Do you think teams held your size against you?
Honestly, I came into this thing expecting the worst, which is to be a second round pick. You know, I am kind of disappointed, but you know, then that Denver drafted me at 37. I mean, I could care less now, you know, because it was one of the teams I preferred to go to, along with Atlanta and Atlanta for location reasons and Miami Dolphins for the location, you know. But Denver was one of the teams I really wanted to play for, and just having a chance to play with Champ and Ronaldo Hill, and my favorite player in the league is Brian Dawkins. I always look at his Weapon X before every game. So just to be in the same locker room and the same meeting room with those guys is truly a pleasure, and it's now all over. I can kill it.
How do you think you're going to contribute right away as a rookie?
Well, I have an attitude that I'm trying to come in and start right away. To be honest with you, that's the way I'm going to approach this thing. And if it happens, it'll be great. But if that's not the case, I started all 4 years at nickel at Wake Forest, and I think I'm pretty good at it. So I think I'll be able to be an immediate impact. With that being said.
You obviously set the conference record for interceptions. What about your game allows you to be such a ball hawk?
Really instinctive, and what I think separated me from the other corners was I understand the game, and I'm really smart. I take calculated risk, you know, instead of being I get coin as a gambler sometimes, but I know when I can, you know. So, and I think that's one of the things that attracted Coach McDaniel and Coach Ed Donatel to me, and Coach Mike Nolan, is that I was a pretty savvy football player and instinctive.
Although you mentioned these guys, can you talk about how excited you are to just play with guys like Champ Bailey and Brian Dawkins, and how much you think that'll help you as a rookie?
Oh my God! You have no idea. It's like I was telling. One of the reasons I was so attracted to Denver was like, oh my God! Like I could be in the same locker room with Champ Bailey, Brian Dawkins, Ronaldo Hill. All of these guys have played more than 5 years. You know, they know the game. And just being a rookie, it's the best situation coming in. And I think with that being said, I add a little pressure to myself. I might have the best rookie season out of the cornerbacks. With that being said.
Hey, congratulations again. On a different note, can you tell us a little bit about Aaron Curry? What made him a special player?
What makes Aaron Curry a special player is that this kid is the hardest working kid I ever seen, and he's one of the smartest kids. You know, Aaron Curry, you can just look at him. The tape explains it all about him. I don't need to say much about him. But what I will allude to is all Wake Forest players are like that. Smart guys who play extremely hard, and guys that just has an knack for making plays. And that's Aaron Curry, myself, and Chip Vaughn, and Stanley Arnold, and Kevin Patterson, and the other guys in this draft, and the guys that are still in school. That's our mold, the Wake Forest guys. Smart, going to play like our hair is on fire, and we're just good guys all around.